I'm Sue McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological progress report on Michelle Davis, D-A-V-I-S. As well as the transcribed letterhead of April 23, 2025, addressed to Kurt Johnson, Michelle Davis's address is 825 El Monte Avenue, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-543-0621. Cell is 415-233-1649. ID is XXXXXX7461. Date of birth is 6/18/1960. Occupation, instructor, Cal State University, Chico. Insurance is Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS. It's addressed to Dr. Kurt Johnson, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 530-345-0064. Fax is 530-345-0680. Dear Dr. Johnson, professional colleagues, Michelle Davis. This is date 11-6-2025. Michelle Davis was seen today for neurological reevaluation. Of her post-ependapoma spinal surgery with lower extremity spasticity and gait dysfunction. Following her imaging studies at UCSF Spinal Surgery Center, with her CT myelogram showing post-surgical changes of the posterior fusion decompression C3 to T2, with myelomalacia, the spinal cord extending from C3-T2 with posterior displacement of the cord. Initial findings showing small amounts of extra-axial epidural collection within the laminectomy bed, C6-T1, with a suggestion of CSF flow jet at C6 level, and enhancement within the spinal cord, a mild reversal of the cervical lordosis. No spinal stenosis at any level. Small dorsal adhesions throughout the cervical spine. Cord edema up to C2-C3. Increasing in comparison to prior MR imaging. Follow-up with Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, Manny, M-A-N-I, was completed. There was no found tethering of the spinal cord. And a major problem with scar tissue from previous surgery. New paragraph, as you may remember, she lost her husband 6 months ago and is recovering from the sadness loss. New paragraph, currently she is complaining of intermittent incontinence of the urine. New paragraph. Good paragraph. Her complete urinalysis was unremarkable. New paragraph. Current medications include bupropion hydrochloride, 150 milligrams per 24 hours, baclofen 5 milligram tablets. Pregabalin 100 milligram capsules, carbidopa levodopa 25-100 tabs, one half tablet three times per day, PO. Niacinamide, 500 milligram tablets. New paragraph, she has a left shoe lift that allows her to feel more balanced when walking. She has a long-term leg length difference. She performs daily stretching, strengthening exercises. She was seen for PT recertification at Healthy U on Valambrosia in May of 2018, new paragraph. Her morning cortisol was 23.9, which is in broad limits of normal. New paragraph. Her current problem is a sense of loss of strength requiring the utilization of two handheld devices for ambulation. new paragraph, she should remain in physical therapy while her progress is followed and she follows up at the university. New paragraph, B12 shots have been given, which tends to improve her sense of weakness and tiredness. New paragraph, at this time we are referring her to the urologist at Enloe for evaluation of her incontinence. New paragraph, I'll see her back with an additional report when she returns of my signature.